Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. It's the build-up for the derby on the weekend. This chair's squeaky, so if that happens, I'm sorry. But I'm joined by Matty and John to talk about this game. Look, we've just come off the back of a disappointing result in the Champions League. This is where we need to bounce back, isn't it, Matty? We need to just go out there, show Everton that we need to show them the place, really, don't we?
Oh, yeah, as per usual. You know, I think we can look at the PSG game in isolation, and especially when you contrast that with Everton at home. You know, I don't think they're even compatible or comparable in any possible way. I think we've got all of the tools to nullify any of their tools, essentially. Like, I don't see them being too much of a threat. I know they've picked up a bit better form compared to earlier on in the season, but I think we'll do them.
All the way through the show, I really need to, like, touch wood on everything we're saying, just purely because, look, Everton at Anfield's been a really good game for us, hasn't it, John? But we've kind of got to temper it, haven't we, a little
time. Well, we're always on a hide into nothing, aren't we, in the derby game now, because we've been so dominant, you know, and we know what Evertonians are like. If they do get a victory, you can imagine we will never hear the end.
Well, a draw. If you get a draw.
A corner.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm quite pleased that they've actually now got a new team who Evertonians are quite excited about. So yeah. I'm looking forward to see how they tackle the derby and whether they can actually challenge us. Because, you know, as you say, form goes out the window and stuff, doesn't it, derbies? You end up, it's a bit of a leveller. So in recent years, that's not been the case. We've just wiped the floor with them. But if they can get back to being a team who will compete in derbies and make them more interesting, then, you know, fine, I'm all for that.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to see a competitive derby. I mean, I was really disappointed with the team Sam Allardyce put out at Anfield last season. Obviously, they got a result. They got the 1-1, and they were quite happy with that because we were flying at the time. But you're looking at it thinking, what's happened to Everton here, really? And how have they fallen so far down where they're literally sitting back and just lumping the ball to, I think it was Calvert-Lewin, and just thinking, wow, this is mad. But now, like you said, Marco Silva's come in, made a good few changes, made them more expansive, given them a better style.
Got Richarlison, who scores some goals. He's exciting their fans. Yeah. You know, they've got a Sigurdsson.
Well, Richarlison's got six goals. Sigurdsson's got 7 and 2 assists. So, Walcott, 3 goals, 2 assists there. So,
you know, I mean, we've had lots of false dawns from Everton, but, you know, if they can come back and give us a game, then that's great.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
As long as we win.
Oh, of course, of course. But again, you do want to see a competitive derby.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's interesting because we've all been down in the dumps over the Paris result, but Klopp's team haven't put a foot wrong in the Premiership.
No.
You know, they're unbeaten. The only points they've dropped have been against the top sides. Yeah. You know, they're right on the tail of City at the top.
Yeah.
Everyone's moaning that we're not as exhilarating as we've been, but you can't fault the results in the Prem. You know, and if we were just playing in the Prem and we weren't in Europe at all, we'd all be thinking, well, this is okay.
Yeah, we'd all be amazing. And hopefully that side of it, in terms of how we are in the league at the moment, hopefully that's a scalp for Everton to want to try and get, because that plays into our hands.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably going to be true of every game we play, but more so in the derby. You know, it's a good scalp for Everton. But if they can give us a game, then will our pragmatism be enough again in the Derby game? You know, it's been great in all other games so far, but the Derby games do tend to be different, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, there's a big, well, not big story, but Henderson's out, Matty. He's got a red card, obviously, the other day. Is that a big miss for you? Is that going to be a challenge for Liverpool with Henderson out?
If this was, I don't know, pre-2014 season, and that type of player was missing, I'd say yeah, because we haven't got the personnel that we have at the moment. We haven't got the obscene ability that we know our players are capable of, particularly the front three. Because when you have got a poorer side, you do rely on those figureheads. You do rely on, you know, the people you look up to. And I think although there'll be an aspect of us missing him because he gives as good as he gets, and he does like to boss people about, and he does like to tell the referee how things are. You know, it will be a slight miss, but I certainly don't think the game will hang on his loss.
Yeah, I mean, we've got other players there, haven't we, John? We've got Fabinho who can come in. Obviously, Genie is a stalwart at that midfield now. You'd like to think that we're just going to carry on and maybe even play a bit better without him in there, maybe.
Well, he hasn't played that many games.
It's true.
You know, so it's not as if he's playing every game and he's like Steven Gerrard and we can't do without him. He's a player who comes in occasionally and he's our captain. And I know a lot of people don't like him, but he's, for me, he gives the team a lot of steadiness, and you know, he's around the pitch, he's making his presence felt. But miss him, I don't think so anymore, because we do without, in fact, not just this season, but for the last two or three seasons, his injury record has been terrible. So, yeah. You know, we're starting to wean ourselves off, you know, Jordan Henderson, to be honest.
Yeah, I think especially that six role as well, as long as the attack midfielders and the attacker on the day, that's just in a position where you've got to keep the ball moving. And that's what Jordan Henderson's really good at. But then once they aren't really playing too well, you're thinking, why is he not offering more? And that's a big problem for me, especially just when we're being overrun, like you saw at PSG, when the midfield can't break through, you're like, why is he not doing anything? And
yeah, I mean, so for tough. Me, why isn't he, in fact, any of our midfielders having any shots?
Yeah.
You know, why aren't they getting to the edge of the box or 20 yards out and having a crack?
And that's why
you
maybe
don't have anyone who does that.
Maybe you want Keaton in there. I'm obviously we'll talk about our preferred 11s in there, but for me, I'd really like to see Keaton play a role in this game. For me, I just want to see them driving runs that we did see towards the end of PSG. Look, he's been out with injury stuff, and that's why he's not come in. It's been unfortunate for him, but I just want to see him pick up. What a game this could be. You saw Van Dijk in his first game against Everton, and he comes up with a header and cements himself and just goes, this is a player. It'd be really nice to see Keita just come out, be that player. He just goes, yeah, I'm going to be that runner from midfield. I'm going to link this up. I'm going to have shots from distance, and I'm going to really...
Well, we missed Oxlade-Chamberlain in that respect, don't we?
Massively.
That ability to drive at defences and shoot.
Yeah.
We haven't had anyone doing that at all. And Kate, I haven't seen Keita do it either, to be honest. Mm. But he used to do it when he was playing
Leipzig.
For Leipzig, yeah. So he's got the potential for it. So.
And I think it's the perfect, in terms of the timing of him coming back from injury and gaining fitness, I think it's sort of the perfect game to give him that time. And, you know, because it'll be a very competitive game, but also, you know, Everton aren't like world class. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's at Anfield. You know, coming off the back of the PSG loss, Anfield is, and especially with it being a derby, it's going to be a fiery game.
Fantastic.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it'll be great for them, and especially if you've got, you know, even if the front three are playing all right, that's still quite a high level. And if you've got him just in behind, you know, to link up the play, I think he could really flourish this game.
Yeah, so I mean, Chris has done a video with Baz from Toffee TV, basically talking about the stats and how Everton play, and it's a really interesting video. It will be out tomorrow. They've also done another video with them, so make sure you check it out. But Baz is saying that they like to do the high press. They've changed the style. They're pushing the fullbacks up. They've got Bernard on the left-hand side, and they've got Walcott on the right-hand side. Sigurdsson and Richarlison have been playing as the Sigurdsson, obviously the 10, and Richarlison there. They've got these players now where Liverpool do need to be careful here. We've got to be defensively on our game. Obviously, we are good at that. But I think, really, it's going to be interesting that the full-back battle for me is going to be massive. Obviously, Coleman will be playing for him. He hasn't played in a while. So him attacking Robertson, that's going to be very interesting to see. I feel like we need to be quite compact in that midfield and really cover our fullbacks. But we're good at that, aren't we, John?
Yeah. Again, it'll depend who plays. You know, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a game for Fabinho myself. Okay. You know, I wouldn't want to throw him into a derby.
Why is that?
You know? Mainly because he's not played that much, mm-hmm. and it's a hell of a game to come in and be a sole defence. If he goes with two defensive midfield players, well, maybe, but you know, I don't want to see him playing two defensive midfield players at home against Everton.
You've gone very attacking in your lineup, which
I think we shouldn't treat them with any respect at all. I think we should go out and wipe the floor with them.
Brilliant.
And I want us to attack them.
Yeah.
I think Ginny's good enough to hold the midfield on his own.
Yeah.
You know, and that give us Keita and Shaqiri for me. Let's get at them. Let's be attack minded. We're at Anfield. You know, we don't concede goals at Anfield. Yeah. We don't get beat. So let's go out and wipe the floor.
I mean, it's a big one. We've got to keep the pressure on City, haven't we, Matty? I mean, obviously it's a derby and you just want to think about winning it, but the winning it's getting the 3 points, isn't it? Winning it's staying on the tails of City. We have Bournemouth. We'll talk about the rival fixtures towards the end of the show. But they have Bournemouth. They're probably going to win that game. It's at home. You've got to go out there and just be like, no, we are good enough. Like John says, we're second on the table. We're a very, very good side.
Yeah, there's an aspect of, you know, with it being a derby and John mentioned earlier, sort of, do you isolate it and treat it as though it's in a vacuum sort of thing? And I think we've got to have the aspect of the game where it's, OK, business as usual, we're on City's tail, you know, but there's also got to be the aspect of, right, the players have got to be right up for it, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, regardless of the skill level of either team, in a derby, it's a derby, do you know what I mean? And it's going to be blood and thunder. And so I think as long as the players keep in the back of their mind, all right, I'm not going to go over the top, but I'm gonna live up to the standard of this game sort of thing and just go about the business. And I invite them to put pressure on us. Yeah. I invite them to high press us.
Yeah,
we do that in training every single day of the week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Our players know what they're doing. If you come up against the Paris Saint-Germain, they do it amazingly well. If you come up against certain teams in Europe, they do it amazingly well because they've got the best players in the world.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Everton, but a bit really.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
They haven't got the best players in the world. I invite you to the presses and see where it gets you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see our front three click again. Obviously, we talked about that Keita link in midfield and then Shaqiri could be a talking point there as well. I really just want to see Sadio Mane, Roberto Firmino, Mo Salah playing it around because, look, defensively, Everton have stepped it up as well. We can't forget that. They've been playing a lot better than they were last season. But you'd bank on, if you give Mo Salah a yard of space, and I really think he will get it in this game, I think we're going to do what you say, John, and go out at them, make sure they get the ball to the attacker's feet a lot more than we have done in recent weeks. I can't wait just to see the free-flowing stuff. We get one goal maybe, then that's when they have to come out because the fans want to see it, Marco Silva wants to see it. They start coming out and we go, huh, this is exactly what we want. Now we have the space in behind your midfield.
And you can't get away from the fact that we've got better players than them.
Yeah.
You know, so we should be better all over the pitch.
Yeah.
And although it's a derby, they're not derbies like they used to be. I mean, the away support is minimal these days, yeah. Not like the old days when they used to, you know, have half the ground, you know, and it used to be really, really intense.
Yeah.
Better footballers stand out in derbies these days where they never used to.
Yeah.
You know, it was very much a leveller. Now we're too good for them. So,
do you reckon we need to put a cruncher in on Richarlison, Matty? Do you reckon we just need to go tell him, show him? Because he's never played in a derby either. We've got to remember this. You're talking about other players thinking in the Liverpool side and going, is Fabinho ready? Is Keita ready? There's Richarlison, their talisman. Put a little cruncher in.
I reckon Gomez doesn't need to do anything other than just go about his business. Mm. Gomez, if he doesn't make an obvious error, Gomez will have Richarlison in his pocket every day of the week.
Got a lot of pace, but Gomez has got pace to burn. Yeah. So
Gomez is probably, I'll put my money on saying, the fastest centre-back in Europe, genuinely.
In Europe?
I'd say he's the fastest centre-back. Listen, if you watch him when he goes full kilt, he is rapid. Koulibaly's got big legs.
Zidane as well.
Yeah, nah, but Gomez is quick.
There's a few probably faster than him, but I get what you mean. Gomez is a very good centre-back.
Gomez has played right-back a lot of his career.
Yeah.
Varane and Koulibaly haven't.
But we'll get on to the preferred 11s anyway. We'll start with you, John. Like I said before, very attacking lineup.
Yeah, I'm just going to wipe the floor with them.
You've got Alisson.
Trent back at right-back to give us a bit of width and free kick-taking.
But Keita and Shaqiri as your two number eights.
Keita and Shaqiri in midfield.
My word, I'm very happy
Ginny
with that.
Ginny holding the fort.
So you just want us to literally just go at them, just push everyone forward, is it?
Well, if they're going to high press us, well, we'll play at the other end of the pitch. So it doesn't matter.
I mean, you've basically gone for a 4-1-5 or 4-1-4, whatever it is. Yeah, like
we're going.
Yeah,
going forward. That is a mad one for me because
it's preferred 11, isn't it? So that's what I would prefer.
You just want us to literally wipe the floor.
I just want to be attacking. Just you know, sit back and go, we're back.
Yeah, there we go.
That would be fantastic. To be honest, if you came out with that, I'd be madly surprised, but also really giddy, because you'd be like, okay,
I thought to myself, well, you can play Ginny Holden with Milner and let Keita run free.
Yeah.
And I think probably Klopp will go with that. But I thought to myself, get Shaqiri on there.
Yeah, too late.
You know, let him play. Let him sort of take that Coutinho role, you know, around the edge of the box, getting shots away.
How nice would it be? Just storm them and score three and then just see the game out really comfortably and get to single game like we have done many, many times before. We'll go on to your team, Matty. You've come with same back five as usual. Obviously, Trent back in, Gomez back in at centre-half. Then Fabinho, Gini, Holden, and then Keita in the number 10. That's a mad one for me.
Yeah, I think in terms of playing Keita in the 10, it offers you that versatility between flipping to a 4-2-3-1 and a 4-3-3. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on your position in the game. You've got to remember, football's always fluid, isn't it? You've got to change your formation based on what's happening. I think, and Keita is attacking enough to be able to play that 10 with ease. You know, I think he'd really thrive in that more advanced eight position, that number 10 position, where he's got the ability and he's got the free rein just to play his game, let him do what he wants to do. And especially with Gini behind him, he's got the experience. He's played in derbies before. And Fabinho, look, if we were playing against a Chelsea or whatever, I might not chuck a Fabinho in there next to a Gini with Keita, without a Milner or a Henderson or whoever. Mm-hmm. But they haven't got the quickest midfield. You know what I mean? And Fabinho isn't exactly slow. You know, I'm certain Fabinho could keep up with Bernard or whoever would be on the left wing. You know, so I think that's more than capable. And then in terms of Mane, Firmino, Salah, I mean, that says it all.
Yeah.
But I just want to see Keita, get the ball to Keita, get him in those half spaces, put the balls out to the front three and really, really prove yourself. You know, I mean, he's already got a song about him. He's donned the number 8 shirt.
Mm.
You know, so if he wants to step up to the mark, if he plays, He'll certainly have the ability to.
This is the game to do it. If he goes out there and puts a performance in, we'll love him forever. In terms of what I've come for, I've come with Alisson, Trent, Gomez, Van Dijk, Robbo, Genie, Fabinho in the middle again. And I've just gone with the team that I know works. I know we've won games doing it. I've gone with Firmino and Shaqiri on the right, Salah, Mane. And I feel like we just need to get back to knowing what we're good at, pushing on. We're going to have quite a bit of the ball because we're at Anfield. It gives us the cover in the fullback area, which I feel like we need. I like Firmino dropping deep. He's been playing better doing that. And I just feel like I just want to do something that we know wins games. We can't lose this game for me. Obviously, every Liverpool fan thinks that. But
we can't even draw.
We can't even draw.
Yeah, I wouldn't entertain the prospect of it not being a win.
We just, for me, we just need to be. That's the best formation and team that I can that I've seen this season. Where it's solid, it's got great balance, all areas of the pitch, and we've scored goals and we've created chances using it. And I don't want to use the 4-3-3. Just PSG soured me mouth on it. There's been so many games where the 4-3-3 is our formation. We're good at it, but it's just, I've seen us beat teams in the 4-3-3-1, and I want to see it again for me. And yeah, that's where I've gone with that. I think.
Do you want to see a more pressing Liverpool on the front foot, or do you want to see a more pragmatic?
No, I feel like
break them down.
The half space is going to be fine for me. Letting them push on the wings, because that's how I feel. That's how they're going to play. And then we've got enough cover there, as long as Gini and Fabinho can do that job there in terms of covering. I think Fabinho, I understand what you were saying before, John, about you don't really want him to come in. But for me, I think that Gini Fabinho midfield's been really strong. And if he can prove it in a derby game.
If you're going to play a two, then that's fine.
Yeah.
You know. But to put him in on his own, as I would have had to do in my formation.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he would have been lost.
No one's picked Milner yet.
No, I do think he'll play Milner, but I don't want him to. I want us to be more attacking.
I think Milner would be the ideal player to bring on a couple of goals up, bring him into that midfield, maybe, I don't know, 60th minute or whatever, and just have him break up the game. And if they're losing towards the start of the second half, the Everton players are going to start getting feisty. And I think bringing Milner in to just lock them down and say, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
The only reason I haven't included Milner in, well, another reason why I haven't included Milner in the starting 11 is I'm looking at the run of fixtures we've got and the compounding of games. Mm. You know, we do have to bear in mind that, and I was half tempted, I was seriously considering putting Sturridge instead of Firmino, just simply because of the run of games we're going to have. Even if they're not dead tough games, you know, we're not playing like a mad three teams, your players are still goosed.
Well, you're still playing away at Burnley and Bournemouth. They're not easy games from home. Yeah. So.
No. I mean, you've put Shaqiri in the midfield there, John. We've not really seen that much. I think we've seen it in two games.
He doesn't seem to trust him there, but I'd like to see him given a run now, you know, seeing if he can give us that. What we've lacked since Coutinho left is that someone who's dangerous on the edge of the box.
Yeah, and like we said before, that link, it'd be two links in midfield. I'm really happy with your midfield. I really want to see that happen. Obviously, I want it to be more defensive, but no, I love that. In terms of rival fixtures, on the Saturday, Man City have got Bournemouth. That's the one. But it's a home for Man City. I don't see them losing that. Southampton against Man United. United are away. That could be. I mean, they're not rivals, so it doesn't really matter. Then on the Sunday, there's Chelsea, Fulham. Chelsea are at home. Arsenal, Spurs, the next game at 2:00. And then we're the last game of the weekend in terms of the big six. I mean, Arsenal, Spurs, they're not really. It'd be nice to have Arsenal win that just to get Spurs dropping off. But Man City and Chelsea, I think, are favourites to win their games,
really,
aren't they?
Yeah.
It's one of them. Like we said, we've got to keep up the pressure. These are the games where,
although, you know, it's Ranieri, isn't it? Now Fulham playing Chelsea.
Oh, that is true.
So that adds a little bit of spice. And Fulham, when they came to Anfield, were a much better side than I was expecting. And they were certainly a much better side than Cardiff, who'd been a couple of weeks before.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised when they sacked the manager after that, because I thought he just seems to be getting them working.
Yeah.
You know?
But I guess they just wanted it to change. What
they've got some
you,
talent there, you know. I mean, Sessegnon obviously is good player, and Mitrovic was playing really well as well.
Yeah, so. Who's the fella who used to play for Chelsea?
Shearer.
He's a good player. He didn't really do the business when he played against us, but he's a talented.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Ranieri. I love him as a manager, and you know, not just because of what he did at Leicester, but his whole persona. And I'm excited for Fulham in a sense. I know they're a London team, and typically I won't really back London teams, but I think it'd be nice, especially with the young players they've got there as well.
Do we envision any reality where Man City don't win?
No, not whatsoever.
I mean, it'd be nice, but I mean, yeah, it's not happening, is it? If you look at the table, they've won the last five, we've drawn in one of them. They're on 35 points, we're on 33. We just need to keep up the pressure here, don't we?
Like, keep
we
going, see, and then before. If you're in that position in the second half of the season, then anything can happen.
For. It's after that big game when we play them, isn't it? Get all the results, stay on the toes, and then big six-pointer.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Score predictions then, John? What are you thinking?
3-0.
This never really happens. Who's going to be your scorers? Have you thought about it?
Front three.
The front all three? Oh, yeah, I'll take that. What about yourself?
I'll go 4-0.
4-0? Okay. I feel like I'm going to go 5 now, but who's your scorers?
I'll go Salah, 2, a screamer from the edge of the box, and 1 where he just makes a show of the defence.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And then Bobby and Manny.
It's nice to dream actually, about these goals against Everton, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cater's getting
one. Cater instead of Manny.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go for a 2-0, right? Virgil van Dijk header again off a corner to break the deadlock.
I'm jumping Mina.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, no, if we break the deadlock with a Van Dijk header, I feel like it's going to be more.
And there'll be a lot of symmetry there, because his first goal was against Everton.
It was 2-1. And it was a header. I was in the cop that day, and it was one of the best feelings ever. We got to sing "You Haven't Won a Trophy" because we knocked them out. Oh, I want to sing that. You know what? I want it to be Mane and I want it to be Van Dijk, just so we can sing Mane scoring again, because we didn't get to do that when we drew 1-1, and I really wanted to do that. So let's do that again, and I just want Van Dijk to get in the goals off a corner, and I can see that happening. You know what? Long throwing from Gomez, and it'll work this time. All these things we've been training for. Fantastic. But yeah, everyone, thank you for watching the Uncensored Match Build-Up. Let us know your score predictions. Let us know your teams. Let us know if you agree with what we've talked about in terms of like the midfield. Obviously, Henderson's not there. Who would you want to play in that midfield, in the six? Should we be worried about Everton? The answer is yes, because we can't lose. But yeah, leave us all your thoughts in the build-up in the comments section below. Buy one of these jumpers, because why not? You've got a deadline. It's coming up shortly, so just get one now. May as well. All the rest of the preview content's going out, so we've got two big shows with the Toffee TV lads. We've got a top 10, actually, top 10 best derbies. And we've got an interview with Jeff Gordon, who wrote Stanley Park something. Sorry, Jeff. It's a great book, Chris says. So go over there. We've got an interview with him on the website as well. But yeah, thank you, Matty. Thank you, John.
Pleasure.
See you hopefully after we've beaten Everton at Anfield once again. Nice one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.